Now, during your years as an innkeeper, did either of you have any other occupations or anything you were doing outside of the inn?
I did.
What was that?
I was a jeweler, a handcraft jeweler. I went to Pratt Institute to become an art teacher. And the last year, we learned how to pot. We never fired anything, but we learned how to do slabs and coil method and throw. We learned jewelry making. We had a six-month course in jewelry making. And after I got out of school, I taught for almost a year, and then I quit and went to work for a shipbuilding outfit. They were yacht designers who would blossom from 3 people to 300 people, converting ships for carrying soldiers overseas. And they had to do a lot of blueprints and stuff. And I got a job there. That was where I met Werner. And he was too young for the First World War and too old for the Second. So he was working in this company also.
So did you continue? Then how did you...
Then I suddenly realized 2 years later that I was making jewelry. And I thought, oh, well, I want to do something about this. And I tried to apprentice myself to someone. And I went to some very interesting people, Paul Lobel in particular, people know about, trying to get a job. And I went to 2 women who said, we wouldn't hire you because you'd steal our designs. And I said, well, if I was had that kind of a problem, I probably wouldn't be asking you for a job, but thank you anyway. They ended up in Manchester, Vermont for a while, and I don't even remember their names anymore. Paul Lobel very kindly said, well, he had hired somebody. And so I thought, like the little red hen, okay, I'll do it myself. And I got a couple of books, and if I really got into trouble, I would find someone who would tell me what I needed to know. And I started making jewelry and selling it. A friend of mine had a gift shop and allowed me to have a bench. Actually, I had a bench there, and I worked in the store and sold things that I made.
What store was this?
It was no longer in existence. It was on First Avenue somewhere.
So this is in New York
anymore. Yeah. And then we came up here, so I put everything away. And maybe 10 years later, one day, my husband came down from the attic and said, look what I found. And it was a sheet of silver and a hand saw and a mouth blowtorch, because that's how we soldered. They still do it working with a blowtorch. And he said, either make something of this or sell it. And I said, well, I'd rather make something with it than sell it. And that was when Andy Prawl was an accountant in town, and he was at our house. And we said, okay, I can have a little shop and sell stuff from, say, June through October, end of September. And I said, let's put a figure on the table, and you tell me how much you think I ought to make in that time. And we all put a figure on the table, and it was exactly the same. It was $1,000. And at the end of that time, I had sold $1,001.56. Don't ask me what the 56 cents was from, worth of jewelry. And so I started making jewelry in the summer and using what had been the children's bedroom as a little shop. And eventually, we began to have summer business too. Stowe started, was then the two-season, winter and summer area. And in the winter, I had a converted, a lighted bookcase that I would sell jewelry out of in my living room. And eventually that summer workshop became year-round. And then Larry Hess, who was an architect, designed a new exterior for it. And after Werner died, I sat there and said, you know, it's like being just out of school. I can go anywhere I want, do anything I want. And I found a book that said how to make the most of your time in your life, something like that. And it had a test in it you had to take, timing yourself to answer questions, you know. And at the end of that, I came up and I said, I realized I really wanted to stay in Stowe. And I really wanted to continue making jewelry. And so I hired what was then called Circus Studios. They became CS Architects to design my shop, and I converted the whole downstairs of that building into a jewelry store, full-service jewelry store.
Oh, the Lantern.
Yeah. And it became Beckerhoff Limited.
And did you at that time stop taking guests?
Or oh, yes. We had stopped taking guests 2 years before my husband died. But we had converted the upstairs into apartments, which we rented. And we had 2-3 apartments upstairs.
And when did what year did your husband pass away?
1974. So, and in 1956, I had joined the Vermont League of Vermont Craftsmen. I forget what it was called now. So I had been going to shows and very active in the summer selling stuff. And 1 year I was down at Marblehead with a shop in connection with David Gill, and I rented a space for, he was a potter, for 2 summers. And so then I had this full service jewelry store and eventually sold the building and rented my space. And then the people who bought it, the wife, Mrs. Jones, wanted the business. And I sold it to them.
And when was that?
That would have been 84, I think.
So you ran it for about 10 years in that building then?
The full service jewelry store, mm-hmm. Yeah.